wanted to explain that I really think that you're being a real asshole to him the other night on the show, that you just, like, took control and just cut him off, like, all the time. And then, also, I think there's, like, some big misunderstanding of, like, what you think I am. Like, my name is Greg, okay? Okay? I really love eating pho, okay? And I wear Abercrombie, so don't ever...
Breaking up is no longer an option. Resonating in my head, my favorite thing she ever said to me.
Ever, ever call me Roger again.
The show has reached a new low.
Keep it going.
Headphones, she clearly thought you were important. I told her otherwise. I'm like, yeah, just go in there. No need to knock. Why don't we turn on, why don't we plug in your mic?
All right, cool.
Why are you playing the clock there, Tai Tai? Feel like we're on time? Feel like everything's working properly? Understand?
I won't tell you why I'm playing the clock.
Clock is, seems to be taunting. Has a taunting tone.
Taunting.
Welcome to the 200 plus episode of
The
After Disaster.
Oh my God, it's
200.
It's 200.
It's 200 and something.
Wow.
That was in the text. Like in the text chain we were talking about today.
A lot of things to talk about on The After Disaster on this here program tonight. It's going to be a very special episode. First of all, I'd like to come forth and say that we have not prepared a thing.
That is correct.
It was a momentous occasion.
In a bad sign.
There's a lot of bass on your microphone.
I feel good.
That is quite bassy.
I feel pretty good about it. Go ahead, Tai Tai.
Can I get some more bass? In a bad sign, I've requested fans to, you know, maybe make a Vine with a stupid message or yell at us or tell us our show's terrible. We have received nothing.
Well, the first Vine should be, Tyler, in this episode, you need to turn yourself up a little bit. I know it's odd that I would say that. I said a little.
Can you back off Anderson's bass a little bit, too?
Nope. He has no idea how to do any of that.
Oh, really?
That's not funny. It's not funny. I got a new name for us, maybe after, now that we've done 200 episodes,
right.
We can rename ourselves.
I'm down.
The dental dudes.
The dental dudes. We've all had crowns.
Woo. I need to get on it.
I'm fresh from a crown.
Every time, it seems like every other time we're trying to get together to do this goddamn program, there's a text going back and forth. Might be late. Be rushing back from the dentist.
I was crowning an hour ago. An hour and 20 minutes ago.
That sounds creepy.
I meant it to. Mm-hmm. The dentist, the assistant split my lip open while trying to pull out my temporary crown.
But was she hot?
No. It was a guy.
Quick question. Did you push your cord there?
Oh, fuck. Yes.
are we broadcasting live in any sense, any form?
It appears that we are. I don't know if the audio is working, okay. And our listenership, nobody's commented in the last few minutes, so I don't know if we're going live.
Apparently no
one's
commented in the last few weeks. I think the show might be dead.
I don't think anyone
think it's
listens,
finally died.
Actually.
It's kind of weird. I got that feeling, too, because I looked at the website, and there's like nothing.
Yeah. I'm afraid to go to it right now.
You shouldn't go to it.
Go ahead.
There's not four people that write there.
What if they're four devoted listeners? Why, they don't deserve my attention because they're a small grouping?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hey, quick little sneak peek of the Film Vault.
Sneaky peeky.
Which we're not doing until later tonight. It's strange because we're cramming everything in for myself anyway. So I'm doing this, then I'm doing that post-show Loveline thing, and then I'm doing the Film Vault.
Anderson, cram it in, Cowan.
I'm very excited to talk about a movie.
Welcome to the stage, cram it in, Cowan.
I think both of you guys would like this movie quite a bit.
Sounds like a roller derby.
Make room for the next guy. We don't need to. It's crammed in, Callum.
I'm going to the
he can fit in any elevator he wants.
You know what? This bass is too much for me.
Way too bassy. I want some, though.
I wouldn't mind a little
can
bit.
Can you give me and Mike some? He can't hear us.
We should just do the whole show like that.
I think
hey,
I agree.
Welcome to the After Disaster.
Can you bass me and Mike? Like,
bass
way
us up.
We want to be way bassed.
Bass.
Oh, now I know where the bass is.
You know, this live broadcast thing from my phone may not be working. I can't tell if it's working
exciter.
Or not because...
excite me orally.
Getting nobody's commenting.
I know, it's super basic.
I also can't tell if the battery, if...
Mike, I really want echo. Can we make Anderson give us echo?
Echo.
No, like, so we can sound like God the whole episode.
Do you think that's what God sounds like? He's in a cavern?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Look at Scott by Scott did a bunch of work on our website. We got the big 200 going
no,
on.
I'm not, no, that's oh, great. I'm talking about that. If you go to the forums and see what people are saying about the show, there's nothing.
Oh, well, at least
I'd rather
like
have
nothing
ago.
Than like everyone on the saying the show's terrible now. Call 1-800-LOUD-191 if you'd like to be a part of the 200 ? Episode. Right?
How come I'm not penetrating one of the numbers with like
whatever.
A
okay.
with a thing?
Doing Drew's thing. So what have you guys been up to? We haven't seen each other in a couple weeks.
I know.
What's been happening?
Well, I saw that movie 20 Feet from Stardom and I friggin' loved it.
Did you?
I loved it.
That was good.
I was actually slightly upset that you didn't stress how great it was more.
It's when a very
it,
good
when
movie.
It, when it came up.
It's a very good movie, but I don't know about the love. I don't know. Maybe, you know what? You would love it more because that's your generation.
Maybe tune into the Film Vault to talk movies.
Those are all your songs that you love so much.
Here's what I liked about it. It's a documentary that doesn't ask you to think. Mm-hmm. It just says, here's what happened. Check it out. And you're like,
I wanted more anger. I wanted them to be more pissed.
They
like, there was that one little slot where they
yeah.
had,
yeah.
She was pissed off. What was her name? Adorable Love or something?
Abel Bell? Mary? Or was it?
I don't know. She was the one that was naked in Playboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was pissed at Phil Spector. I wanted more of the
Who
anger.
Who wouldn't be? Everyone is pissed at Phil Spector.
Could have used more anger.
Now, will you agree with me on this one, that when they did that Gimme Shelter scene, they gave you the chills?
Mm.
Like,
there were no chills, but it was good.
I started crying.
What I started doing is counting how many Scorsese movies that song has been in.
Oh, yeah.
I think I got up to four before.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's been four, at least in trailers and whatnot. Okay, you guys are going to love this movie called In a World. Which I'll talk a lot more about
see that.
In the Film Vault.
I went to see it, and we went and saw 20 Feet from Stardom instead because the person I went with thought it looked stupid.
It is fucking awesome. Now, if the person you went to see it with is a girl, shame on her because this movie's for the ladies for sure.
Yeah, girl power.
Girl power.
And it's Lake Bell, who's hilarious.
Lake Bell, she wrote it, directed it, really, really impressed with her ability. The movie, it fucking tickled me.
My only problem with her is her eyes are a little too close together.
It's not about her sexiness.
Well, she's coming in tonight, so you can tell her.
Not what the movie's
really?
About. Mm-hmm. We're going to play this clip
on our show.
No, she's better.
She's been on Loveline before, and I liked her very much. But yes, In a World, I think it might be a little bit of a sleeper in the independent hit. I hope that it kind of runs away. And you're not going to see it like at the Academy Awards or anything, but it's definitely going to be top 10 best movies I've seen.
Is it the same theater the other one was playing at in Pasadena, a little old theater that I dug?
The Lemle.
Yeah, I like that theater.
Yeah, the Playhouse.
Cool.
The Playhouse.
Did you call it the Lemle?
Lemle.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
It's the Lemley.
Lovely Lemley.
You can call it what you like. I continue to call it Lemley. So let's do a little full disclosure. You got a little stinger there for the full disclosure on the After Disaster?
Full disclosure.
Well, first of all, you call it full dick-closure.
Okay. Full disclosure on the After Disaster. Here's the part of the show where we talk about the show parts that didn't happen, but did. If that makes any sense.
All right.
Mikey, you knew I was going to be out of town for about 8-9 days?
Yeah.
So we all talked about it at length, about how we were going to do a show in my backyard. You were all into it. We do it from the pool.
Well, disclosure is more like just make people nervous and uncomfortable.
No. I get off that real quick. I got two more targets, all right?
He's going to make fun of me, too.
Yeah. So here's what happens. It was a lovely day. A couple days before
it was a beautiful day.
Before Jillian and I left town.
It was a charming afternoon.
Full disclosure, I got to go to my favorite place in the world, which is the Kona Coast in Hawaii. The caveat was that I was going to be there with my wife.
Well, I bring sand on the beach, you know what I'm saying?
I was also going to be there with my parents. Love my mom, my dad's pain in the ass. So it was about 2/3 vacation, 1/3 total caretaking, which I've been stressed about. And I was stressed while I was there. I mean, my dad's just mentally very confused.
Did it turn out better or worse than you anticipated?
A little worse. and a lot of stories.
But not very, miserable, right?
Very entertaining stories that I may or may not tell on the show one day, but maybe I would write about them one day. But I just feel a little bit bad because my dad is such a fucking victim. But, like, really funny shit. But it would be disrespectful.
Until you can cash in later?
Until I'm mad at him next week.
Exactly. Next. So hopefully next week you and your dad will have some sort of argument. We can get right into it.
Just a one quick example, all right? The first, we're staying like in a condo complex. And it's a long, long story, but my mom and dad got caught up in this timeshare scam years ago, and she spends tons of money, and she has to take vacations. This all sounds ridiculous, but she has to take vacations, and she can't get out of this goddamn thing. And she spends way too much money, and she's like actually cashing out some of her retirement. So long story short, the only benefit is that we have to like take these vacations every now and again.
So there's no backing out. There's no backing down unless you're going to eat it.
Right. And I can't think of any other circumstances where, like, you know, Jillian and I and my parents would go on a vacation at our age. It's just kind of weird. But it's nice because it kind of puts us in that position. The place that this timeshare booked for us had no air conditioning. A beautiful, nice place overlooking the ocean in Kona. No beaches because it's all lava. Right.
But I didn't think that was that big of a deal because it's Hawaii.
It's a real big deal in August when it's 92 degrees every day. And it's incredibly muggy. It's even worse when your dad has no idea that he's in Hawaii, but he does know that there's a lot of harm that can be done to him and his family if anyone were to come into that unit. So rather than having the doors open, letting any kind of fresh breeze from the ocean we might be able to get in, rather than having that, no, we had my dad, who was on watch, and I'm not kidding when I say 18 hours a day, at that sliding glass door on the lanai.
Making sure that no one comes in.
On the lanai. Locking them up. Closing those screen doors and locking
maybe
in the heat.
He watched Sigmund and the Sea Monsters too many times.
So we're trapped in that one for 4 days before I can get us moved into a more expensive unit that actually had air conditioning.
I didn't even know that was an option.
It was, thank God. But it took 4 days to get in there. So for the first 4 days, we're all sweating. My mom never sweated.
Why didn't you just go outside the whole time?
I did. I escaped often. And I would come home. Every single time I'd come home, I got pictures of my dad at the door fiddling with it, trying to make it lock. Every single time. Every time you turn around, he'd just be there. I came out at 4 a.m. He was locking the doors.
What?
Yeah, and we would just shoo him away, and then we'd open them, and then he'd just go right back.
He sounds like one of my cats when he keeps trying to eat, like, the plant, and I keep knocking him off the table.
He gets fixated.
What if somebody came in and actually attacked him? Wouldn't that be?
I want to make that happen.
Just because you were angry?
Yeah.
Or to prove he was right, make him feel good about himself?
No, I want him to lock it up. Because I used to try, back before he completely lost his mind, I'd say, Dad, why are you fiddling with that tiny little locket? I mean, deadbolt it, sure, but don't double lock it so that one of your family members can get locked out.
Yeah.
Because if someone's going to get through the deadbolt, they're not going to have a problem with this one.
Yeah, the chain or something.
And he's thinking that by the way, I locked myself out. I was locked out, drunk.
Again?
On the lanai. I wasn't naked this time. But I was thinking about maybe sleeping out on the balcony because I couldn't get back in. So I jimmied it. I had a corkscrew from the wine that I've been drinking, and I jimmied it in there. And I actually broke into the apartment.
Oh, don't tell him that.
Oh, I did. I said, Dad, it doesn't matter if you lock it.
Get in with a goddamn corkscrew.
Hey, was the
Anderson cram it in Cowan gets in anywhere?
Cram it in.
A drunkard.
Cram it in.
A drunkard with no breaking. That's not true. With limited breaking and entering.
Limited B&E experience.
Limited. Was able to make his way in. Forcible entry.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that B&E terminology, by the way. Is that something you picked up on jury duty?
No,
B&E is a real thing.
Oh, we got shit to talk about, Tyler.
I'm still on jury duty.
Can you let it talk about
it? No.
So Tyler's...
I've already said too
Wait,
much.
Can you talk about it when it's over, though?
Yeah, technically...
Can you come in and say, like, Jose Ramirez when he shot this...
Why is he got to be Jose
Why is it
Ramirez?
Jose Ramirez?
I don't know. Maybe it's a Caucasian family that is a fan of Mexican culture.
The weird stipulation is that I can... as soon as it's over, I can talk to people about it, but I can't give any interviews until like 90 days later.
90?
What does this show count as? I'm not giving an interview. I'm
that's
just
good,
on my show.
Question.
Yeah, did Johnny Carson interview himself as he told stories?
So every time you tell us a fact about it, we can just say who cares, and you can just keep on rambling.
As long as we don't ask you any questions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to coffee. I smoked 3 cigarettes in Kona, maybe 5.
That's it?
Well, I quit like 3.5 months ago.
That's weird how you would start and then you wouldn't just keep going.
It was weird being on vacation and not like having a couple daggers here and there. You know what I mean?
You know that.
Especially with my dad. So goddamn stressful, guys. You have no idea.
I can imagine.
You have no idea. He clawed me really good. He attacked, physically attacked me.
Why?
Because I was opening the door.
Like he physically attacked. You had to.
Don't go out there, Andy.
He used to physically attack me often, you know, earlier. Like he was a fairly abusive man, but in his older age, he's kind of mellowed out a bit because he kind of knows his place.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hour over.
By the door, isn't it weird 18 hours a day.
Isn't it weird that something that's as sad and horrifying as that is funny now? Yeah. It's not really funny, but yeah, my dad used to attack me, and now he's too weak to do it.
How the tables have turned, old man. Yeah.
It's kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's worse atrocities out there.
Wait, is today also the... Someone brought up the point that apparently today's also our 3-year anniversary.
That could be true.
It could. I think it was August.
Yeah, I think it was sometime in August. At least it's probably within the week.
We're the least prepared show. We don't even know that our 200th episode
is our 3-year
anniversary. If
that's true, that will be an incredible coincidence, and I need to pick up my game a little bit then.
Yeah, come on,
just
Mike.
Just like I did for episode 1.
So I got a text. Hey, you guys going to be there? I might be running late from the dentist, and I thought for sure it was Corona. I didn't even look to see because it was a group text. And I'm like, really, again, from San Diego? I was pissed.
No, I was just going to go see Hart at the Greek.
And Mike sold me out quickly.
That was Tyler. Yeah.
Oh, I'm in.
I'd like to point out the fact, too, that we did.
I wasn't selling you out. That was just pointing out it wasn't me this time.
We did the show at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and I don't know how these guys get such late dental appointments, but it happens
6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I got a 6 o'clock appointment.
That's crazy, really?
Yeah, I left work at 5:30, got there at 6, got a crown, left at 7, got here at 7:30.
Crown, son.
Yeah.
Crown, son.
Your crown looks good. I think you're doing a better job than mine did. But
how do you know which one is my crown?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You pointed to your tooth.
Uh-huh. Okay, so...
You're right. Maybe I didn't see the one.
We knew we were going to take a week off, right?
Yeah.
And so we're going to try and squeeze in an episode to make it happen. And
cram it in, you mean?
We're going to cram it in.
Yeah.
So Tyler's wife came over, did some work on my wife's hair. The Yentas were off doing their thing. And Grandpa Mickey came over, who we discovered is kind of the grandfather of the After Disaster. He's the one that kind of introduced me to you.
He spread his seed.
10 years ago.
The grandfather. How come he hasn't been on then?
13 years ago now.
Shouldn't we have him on?
And we discovered this while recording the show without you in the pool, Mike. Now, the reason you weren't there is...
did you air that show?
Quiet.
Well, we'll get to that. This is no surprise for the listeners. There's no suspense.
Tyler and I were having a beer in the backyard, and I was a little stressed because I didn't want to be doing any day drinking around Mike with your sobriety. I think it'd be disrespectful, and it'd be kind of awkward and weird. So I was going to have more than a beer if you were coming over. So we were talking about how you're the least outdoorsy guy to ever be constantly hiking that we know, right?
You got that one right.
No one is in the wilderness more who has less skills to
right.
be in the wilderness.
Hey, I was listening to Coast to Coast 2 nights ago, and they were talking about ticks, and I was like, I'm done. I'm fucking done. They were going on and on about Lyme disease and ticks and what happens to you when you're out in the wilderness.
My mom's got Lyme
disease. Kid died the other day.
My mom's got Lyme disease.
My girlfriend from high school hasn't. She's been wheelchair bound for a long time.
Holy shit.
My mom's not bad. She's fine. She works. But
from a tick, obviously?
Like Lyme disease?
Probably, yeah. She grew up in deep Canada. And yeah.
Apparently you're supposed to wear pants, and you're supposed to spray your pants down with some sort of concoction that
they're actually supposed to wear a shining armor.
Did you immediately look up pants?
I immediately decided I'm not going outside anymore.
He Googled pants. What are these pants people talk about?
I probably brought this
Google,
up last time.
Things on legs keep ticks away.
We've seen Mike in pants twice.
Yeah, three times. I mentioned this
he
last
wore, like,
time,
tuxedo
right?
tuxedo shorts to my wedding.
It was 2 weeks ago?
No, he did not.
2 weeks ago, I mentioned the snakes on the canyon, right?
Wait, when was the third time? I saw pants on you at my wedding, Tyler's wedding. What's the third time?
I think recently,
I wore a tux in here for our 100th episode.
Strangely wore pants. Mm-hmm.
I wore pants one night, that Dr. Drew book release party or whatever it was.
The sushi place.
One night in
where
pants
you were drunk talking to
young
those kids.
Mike crazy. Yeah.
Telling them not to go to college.
Yeah, that's right. Tell Dr. Drew's kids to stay away from college and follow their heart.
Speaking of which, you're not following Hart tonight. Sorry about that. Really, do you need to see Hart, though?
No.
Can you tell our listeners, who I bet 80% of them don't even know who Hart is?
I bet they do, since it's one of the most classic American rock bands in history.
Like how defensive he got right there. Yeah. Like really, like
he gets really uppity with music.
Yeah, I can go see him tomorrow night.
No, we're doing a show. We got to make up for the one you missed last week.
I'll do it tomorrow night if you want to do a show tomorrow night.
Can
we do it from the parking lot of the Greek?
And we have to go back to the pool.
This is my thing now. I'm reliving high school. I go to the Greek for shows, and I don't buy a ticket. I just stand outside and listen until I'm bored, and then I split. And it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Doesn't drive you crazy?
It's fantastic. I park about a mile away, so it's exercise. I get like an hour's worth of a hike in. I walk up there. I stand in the side parking lot where I can hear the actual sound. And about 30 minutes in, I'm kind of bored. I'm like, man, I'm glad I didn't drop $110 for that. And I split.
And you feel like you awesome. Got something over on the man?
No, I feel like I enjoyed what I would have enjoyed if I were inside without having to sit next to a bunch of strangers.
You should set up like an elaborate mirror system.
I was just
going to
say,
you know,
like a
periscope?
pool stick or whatever. What the fuck is that?
Just set up like a big like a bathroom mirror up on the wall, up on the hill behind it, yeah. And then bring binoculars.
You think I'm the first one that thought of that?
Ty, back in the day, you're too young for this, but there used to be these things called drive-ins, where you would drive your car into, and a bunch of other folks would also drive.
Was made in a drive-in.
Were you really?
He was made in a drive-in.
They should get that tattooed on you, made in the drive-in.
I'm hoping left the key party and went to the drive-in. That's
I can
where I was made.
Bring up this story real quick without Mike telling us a story about his cousin taking him and having him hang out in the parking lot, in the parking space, and almost getting killed while his cousin banged in the pickup truck. I'm hoping to get past that.
Well, you already told us. I don't need to, but I was freezing sitting in the spot next to there's in a sleeping bag outdoors in the wintertime in Tucson watching Carrie, which is probably why I have an aversion to scary movies.
Oh, my God! Have you seen any ads for the new Carrie?
No, but I heard it's supposed to be good.
So terrible.
I heard it's supposed to be good, and I heard the ads are not scary.
The ads are not scary. The whole thing with Carrie was she was a weirdo, creepy, somewhat
ugly. And Chloe Moretz is attractive and not weird.
Totally attractive. Yeah. She'd be like the plastic at the school. She'd be like, it doesn't... In the trailer, they're not even making her autistic or anything. Mm. She's just like a cute little girl.
Yeah, with a good-looking, like a 15-year-old.
At least fatten her up or something.
Yeah, yeah, fat suit. Throw a fat suit on her.
Oh, kind of change
just
the entire
feel.
Just
disregard all the 300,000 actresses that are chubby. They're looking for work.
Oh, that's the worst,
throw
right?
A fat suit on Chloe Moretz, person who can't possibly jam another movie into her schedule.
Like Monster with, what's her name, who's all hot, and they made her ugly to play Eileen, the lady killer.
I got
to
say,
killer.
Yeah, but as a director, I would be much more comfortable with that than telling an overweight, ugly woman, okay, you're playing the fat, ugly
woman. You don't have them like try out for a hot chick and say, yeah, you're not going to make it for that. We're going to put you in the ugly. You actually cast and you say, we're looking for ugly, fat people. They know when they show up.
They know when they show up.
And I can come out and say, how do you people find partners and bang? Because you must find ugly people.
Okay, and back to the script.
I don't want to relive that. Okay, we shouldn't talk about that.
Can I say something in my defense? Tyler said, are you coming over to Anderson's? And I said, let me know what time. And
we said 4.
2 hours later, I was hiking and
no,
I got a message.
No, bitch, we told you
we both
a
said
time.
4. We have text.
I don't think so.
We have
yes, I sent a time and Anderson said, yeah, about that.
So around 4. So we text you at like 4:05. I'm having
Jesse
one beer.
Pinkman right there.
I was hiking.
I was Jesse Pinkman just where?
No, I was.
Okay, good. You can be him all you want. I do not want to be Jesse Pinkman.
Who's Jesse Pinkman?
He's a man who does this on Breaking Bad.
Hey, Mr. White.
No, he just does that. I mean, the last time you saw him, it's just...
Oh, is he dead?
No, he's not dead. People are getting so pissed. Guys, he might be dead, he might not be. Don't worry. If you haven't seen it, don't worry. Mike doesn't know. I don't know shit. All right, so we text him, and this is right after we were talking about the hiking issue.
Mm-hmm.
And your response was, hey, you coming over to do our 200th episode in the pool for the people, for the listeners?
You didn't say that. Don't make it out like I'm that.
And your response was, oh, shit, I'm hiking. It's really funny because we were just talking.
No
about
shit.
It. So part of me was like, that really sucks. And I was very disappointed. And you know how I quelled it?
We got a keg.
We just started drinking. Flash forward 3 hours. Flash forward over the story of me talking to Ty saying, Ty, we got to be careful because we're going to do a quick little 5 minute. In the pool, right? What are you looking up the text?
No, I'm trying. I can't tell if this is working, and it keeps saying connection loss. And so I guess the Wi-Fi is not working.
Remember before in there, we said we're going to be distracted by this, and you said, "Oh no, not at
well,
all."
Well, it was rolling before, and because it says we've got 21 viewers,
looks like we're being distracted.
But nobody's commenting, so I'm
suspect. No one's coming?
No, that people were commenting at first, and now they're not. So I suspect
there's only
it's
21.
Not
that's a problem.
Mike, are you coming to Anderson's for Saturday pod? Oh shit! What time? Later, no confirmed time. I think Laura and I are getting there at like 3. Anderson writes, this is all true.
I appreciate my voice being semi-retarded.
Toronto replies, 15 minutes later after Anderson has said, this is all true. Let me know when.
Mm-hmm. And then what? Seemed to have cut out after that. I know there's
you want
text.
The rest?
Why not?
Okay. So this was like the day before, I think, or something? I don't know. And then you said, this is pathetic. I just started typing show notes for what I want to talk about at family dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Then
that was Carano.
Anderson said, I don't get it. You think of your family dinner as a show? Carano said, I guess so. I said, so you prefer for dinner and not our show.
Okay, it was
right,
a huge mistake.
Yeah, I don't know why
there
you
was more.
Continue.
There was more. It was I wanted to get to the actual the hike part. Where
I think
we're
he would
over.
I think that was only on your phone.
Okay. You might be right. I was texting him directly at that point. So anyways, Tyler and I
honestly,
we're gonna,
if I would have felt like it was something, if I would have felt like
it's just 200 episodes.
It was a plan.
Listener.
We actually made a concrete plan. I definitely would have gone hiking.
Tyler and I have decided that we want to, upload every. It's probably smart to upload. You actually taught me this way back in the day before we even did the show. Is if you're doing a podcast, just always make sure you every week, same time, release something. So I try to do that with the show. It's very difficult. But Tyler and I, we're going to get dip in the pool, and we're going to do a little 5-minute quick, like maybe do what we just did, be in the pool. And it would have been kind of funny and cute because it was like our 200th episode. And that would have been kind of like
And I would have missed our 200th.
And you wouldn't have been there, that and it would have been 5 minutes of Tyler and I in the
that
pool.
That sucks.
So I'm about 3 beers in, and I'm feeling a little drunky, and I'm like, hey, Ty, we can't, like, have a few drinks and then get in the pool and then turn this thing on for 5 minutes and go for like 20 thinking that it's good because it's just going to be awful. Well, flash forward 2 hours and we did exactly that.
You did 2 hours?
No, but we did like a good 15, 20 minutes in the pool, right?
At least.
Yeah.
What did you record it on?
Have you listened to any of it? iPhone.
No, I haven't.
Sounds pretty good. Well, the quality sounds good. What sounds terrible is Anderson. That's me. Just drunken blowhardy. I was trying to take control and make it sound okay, like I do in here, but I was like drunk.
Shoot, I'm
it was
glad.
Awful. It was terrible. It was really, I was cringing as I listened to it.
Yeah, and I got a bunch of really ashamed text messages the next day, like, don't post it.
Please don't post it. Post it.
Yeah,
and then Mike was like, I'm hiking.
So that was the first, we did three, okay?
It was 2 hours in the pool.
So then we did 5 minutes.
We got good and wrinkly. We were in there for a while.
It was really nice.
Oh,
so
we cranked the damn jacuzzi pool.
I forgot.
Up.
I left the heater on. It's going to cost me a fortune. I left the
you
heater
left it on?
I left it on for like good like 5 hours.
Hey, how much is this going to cost me? Sunday, first of all, I buy an iron like every 4 months. So
iron?
I stopped buying the expensive, the $100, $125
always
iron.
Has wrinkly shirts.
So I bought the cheapest, crappiest one. From Costco.
Wait, you even bought one of those like de-wrinklers, those steamers.
Yeah, I burned the fuck
Why
out of myself.
Why are you obsessed
with
having straight, unwrinkled clothes?
Gotta keep
I need an
shorts
iron.
Crisp,
I need an
bro.
Iron. That's right.
Crisp
it starts
shorts.
The fuck out of my underwear.
His hiking shirts.
Wait, just in case anyone's going to not think this bad. Wait till you hear what the next 2 shows consisted of that we did in the pool. But go ahead.
Okay, how much... I go to San Diego every Sunday. I split probably at 1:30. After ironing some clothes.
You leave LA to go to San Diego, which is about 2 hours away.
3 hours. That takes me about 3 days.
2 hours when I was a kid, before the 405 construction.
So I get back Sunday night, Monday morning technically, probably about 1:15 a.m. I walk into my second bedroom. My iron is red hot. It's on full blast. The room is about 15 degrees hotter than the rest of the apartment.
Why don't you keep it in your study?
I left the iron on for over 12 hours, and it didn't shut off. No automatic shut off on that cheap piece of shit iron, and it was inches away from a can of starch, and which was hot, and it just kind of
freaked, a song by The Cure. It's a good one.
Freaked me out. So I don't know what's gonna be more expensive: your heating
I'm
your pool for a few extra
a
hours, for a few hours compared to 12 hours.
Yeah, I don't know, because it gets really like if you were to somehow like waterproof that baby and like drop it in the pool and turn it on and keep it that hot, it'd probably heat up the pool. No, the iron wouldn't heat up the pool.
I was at a friend's party.
You the pool? Put a little fan behind it.
No, I think fan.
Maybe, yeah, just like blowing the water, the hot water away from it.
No. I went to a friend's party, which I was reluctant to go to.
Science? Have you heard of it?
What if
I went to the science building once and I learned about?
What if you found out that was the much more efficient way of heating a pool is just dropping an iron into it?
Yeah, that's
it's like $5. It gets to like 100.
Is that what everyone's doing in their
kill
tubs?
Everyone. Stop
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
No one do this, please.
I went to a friend's house, a party that night, a beer party, and she heated her pool to 100 degrees.
So you went to a
degrees.
Party after your hike?
I didn't want to go.
What?
I didn't want to go. It's not,
it would have been uncomfortable if it came over to my place because I was like drunk, like obnoxiously drunk, I think.
I went to a party at a house that I can't explain on the air because it'll be the most pretentious thing ever, but it was one of the most amazing pools I've ever seen. Regardless
Paul McCartney's house.
Regardless of where it was, a hotel or anywhere, it was one of these crazy, crazy houses. With a friend who I'm really good friends with, who you've met, who I can't relate to because they have so much money.
Did the pool have tropical fish in it?
The pool was a black bottom saltwater pool shrouded in
black
palm
bottom
trees.
Pools.
Shrouded in palm trees overlooking the actual ocean with sand around the perimeter instead of concrete.
Were there tropical fish?
That sounds sweet.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm not impressed.
Was there dolphins?
Oh, yeah. There was dolphins.
Apparently a bunch of dolphins died in Virginia.
I don't like to hear about things like that.
Because they're supposed to be in the water.
Tyler.
So
all right, so we decided in our infinite wisdom, Mikey, that for the 200 episode, 100 seems so much more impressive than 200, doesn't it? Anyways, for the 200
episode, seems like,
come on.
You know, it's like, yeah, great. All right, you've been selling burgers here because you couldn't find something else to do.
I don't think we get
for 2 years. You know what I mean? It's like, it's our 100th.
Yeah, my 5th year at McDonald's.
Yeah.
When we do the 500th, that'll be a big one. We'll make sure we do something big for that one, okay?
Yeah, live show in Hawaii.
Yeah. I'm serious. If we're still doing that shit.
Like a mass suicide?
What? One of us will have our shit together by then. And we'll be able to do something like that.
Right now we're doing one a week, so that would be a lot of years from now.
That's good math, Tyler.
Thank you.
Plus we did like five a week there for a while.
So. I questioned both.
I know, but from now on we've been doing one a week, so...
It'd be like 8 years from now.
Is that the right math?
Yeah, right around there. 7.5 years, I bet. So...
Oh my God. Will you guys be alive?
We'll have to do it in Florida. So for the 200th
episode,
we'll
have to do it at Mike's gravestone.
That could happen any day.
So what Tyler was talking about,
senior living facility.
Here are the highlights of the show that you missed that will never air. Tyler was talking about
how old are you, young lady?
Putting insects up his pee hole. If that's anyone's fetish, wonder if that's
that was like the,
fetish.
That started the podcast. That was out of the gate.
And then I was talking about how there's probably somebody. Here's how drunk and awful I sound. I'm like, all right, all you people out there, listen.
You didn't sound like
if
that.
If you're sitting in a cubicle and you've ever thought of something, I was like, you're like, it's too crazy. It's never happened. Let me tell you, it's anything you think of can happen in the human race. I'm sure there's some guy out there.
Is it like 16-year-old first time drinking?
Like kills conversation? Things. And he's like got the thing like the dark passenger like Dexter type thing where he only feels alive and awake when he kills things. And he probably just fucking keeps like a mouse like in a sock next to the bedside. And when when he wakes up in the morning, he just takes it out and crushes it. And it makes him feel awake. Kind of like the smelling salt. Smelling salts! We got our new smelling salts for the 200th episode. That's kind of what happened. Right,
I think it was better than that, but
but you have the recording, right? So we can take a snippet or two from it.
Oh, we have it.
Maybe
we'll just play it live.
Is that why Dexter?
We'll
kills?
Do a highlight show of an episode that never aired.
It releases his angst and his stress, and like it makes him feel good.
I thought he had like a. I thought there was like a morality behind, like some sort of.
But the whole story of Dexter is like he's a serial killer. He has to kill. He has an impulse to kill, and he has a father who is a cop who realizes at a young age that he watched some torture, you know, small animals. So he's like, maybe he can do good for society, and I'll just train him a code.
Does not his dad talk at all? Hey, Dexter, I'm going to teach you how to kill. Bad people, son.
You got a code. And they got to like focus. Deserve to die, man.
I like that. I should start watching that show.
It's a little late there. It's Jesus, like five Mike. Episodes left. Ever.
Season 20. Mike's like, I'm in.
Have you guys seen The Simpsons?
So, flash forward. Tyler, we pause it, right? And I run inside dripping wet, sliding across the hardwood floors. Dogs are panicking. Quite a scene. Oh, by the way, Mickey's in the. Here's who's in the pool. It's a small pool, too. The wives, Lorenzo and Jillian, are at one end having a great time, just sipping their booze, not freaking
tits
out.
It was crazy.
Yeah, tops off, pops. our buddy Mickey, who introduced us,
he was bottoms off, which was
he was bottoms
not
off.
So crazy.
It's kind of weird,
but whatever.
He was kind of in
he kept
the background.
Doing this thing called up periscope, where he'd like lay on his back and then like
stop. He was not doing anything like that. And then Tyler and I were at the other end with the iPhone in our hands.
We had suits on,
and we had full wetsuits on.
Did you really?
Yeah,
Mike. What?
The what? Wives were Ethan popped up. Some bounce periscope. We had full wetsuits. Yeah, so that happened. And Stanley was urinated.
Constantly
into the pool. That's another way, another source of heat. The pool. I trained him to pee in. Okay, so then we come. I come.
This is far worse than what we did in the pool last week.
No way.
I'm kidding.
So I rush out with, and we do the smelling salts, and it was fun.
You had smelling salts.
We still
had
a couple
left.
Had
them on deck.
Yeah, and we did that.
Oh, and they're so good.
Just for clarification, not bath salts, just smelling salts, yes. People. Right? It's what the Mormons wake up with now. And it was great. And we got
coerced Mickey. Mickey'd never done it. And we talked him into it. And
Mickey
he became addicted too. He was like, that is good.
We all did them. And it was fun. And it was good.
And Mike was hiking.
Yeah, and you were hiking. So that was a five minute show. That was a part two. Now part three is the show that should have aired.
This is the show we're gonna sell, I think.
Part three is what should have aired in place of a regular show last week.
You're just feeding into my master plan.
Was fucking gold. And I listened back to it. I don't know if you've listened to it, Ty. It's good shit. The star of this program was not myself or Tyler or Grandpappy Mickey. It was Lorenzo White.
Oh, really?
Yes.
She started dancing?
She popped the top, then she popped the bottom. No. We set up the two cell phones. We felt like you. It was definitely something you would do. And we called a certain somebody. on the pool side. And I had one phone for the call, which we had on speaker. The other phone was set up to record. And it sounded beautiful. And you can hear everything clear as day.
Why didn't you air this show then?
And we're in the pool, and we called a certain someone who answered. After like two rings. And
what up?
It's your boy. Mm-hmm. And there was about a 15-minute conversation of Miss Lorenzo White, Tyler's wife.
She pretty much just took over.
She took over.
I don't know. Well, the vodka took over.
Does she find him interesting?
She was just hitting on him up and down and saying things I didn't know how. She had in her vocabulary, and it was fucking hilarious. And our boy was like a little bit shy, but he was good too. He was very forthcoming. Then we did the interview.
He gave us weird, like, way too much detail about his sisters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically gave us their addresses.
Pretty much, yeah. One lives in the Philippines. That's why he goes there. But it was fucking hilarious.
I didn't know he went there.
It was, I think, the best broadcast we may have ever done.
Why didn't you wear it then?
I don't know about that.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Because I think that Lorenzo had so many of the same misgivings that I did.
I was getting it from both sides, Mike. I was getting a text from Anderson going, can you maybe not air that? And then I was getting the wife going, can you maybe not air that? So I'm like, what am I supposed to do? So all I've got is me talking about insects up a pee hole. Pretty much is all I can air.
You should air and just blur their voices. Like, and then you're talking about your insects, and all of a sudden.
And then it just ends with a pow, son.
It was pretty good. But wow. That's what you missed.
You must have been drunk.
Yeah, I was a little too drunk.
Yeah, I'm sorry I wasn't there.
Yeah, after that description, aren't you really, really bummed?
I had to hike.
And go to a party in a magnificent pool.
We have had a couple vines roll in.
Yeah.
People who want to talk about the show, like say something to us. But someone made a Mike Carano tribute video where they pretended to be you, and it's pretty amazing. Would you like the audio of it?
Yeah, how does this Vine thing work, Ty, where it's audio-visual and it's an audio-only podcast?
Well, what was your plan? Because you can just hear the audio and you can laugh, and then you can go back and see the video. It's Revined on the After Zaster Vine account.
Revine? Am I missing something? I can't find the Revine anymore. I saw the Revine at first, and now it's gone.
I don't know. It's there.
Okay. We'll talk about that off the air.
Okay. Well, here's the guy being Mike.
Omnia again. Check out the way this dude's back. Oh, my God, there's someone in there. Got insomnia.
So, it's that.
I love that.
It's pretty amazing. Thank you, Matt Regal.
Hey, you know who I went to that party with Saturday?
It's either Matt Short, or is his name Mike Short?
What's Jim Short?
Jim Short. Bobcat Goldthwait, or...
Greg.
Nope.
Really? All three knows? Because you said I know him, and...
Hey, a friend of the show, Taylor Williamson on America's Got Talent.
I know. I've been promoting him.
He wants to come in and do
He's
Love
a
Line.
Semi-finalist.
Okay, Mike, who'd you go to the party?
I get a text from someone in the afternoon. Hey, what are you doing tonight? I don't have anything to do. And I said, I'm moping around.
You're hiking.
Said I'm going to go to a party. I don't want to go. Super uncomfortable. A bunch of super rich friends.
Like who's party?
Way out of my league. Like it's I can't relate to, but I like them a lot. They're cool, but I always feel uncomfortable at those parties.
Should have invited us and we would have done the show there.
Yeah, who said that?
He said,
wait, is he inviting you to this party? Or
no, he's just wanting to hang out.
But is he going to the party or are you going to the party?
I said,
Mike's going to invite him. Can't you tell what the story
is? He basically sent me a text and said, what are you doing tonight? I don't have anything to do. I'm bored.
Okay.
And I said, well, I'm thinking about going to the party. We can go to do something. And he's like, okay. And then I said, well, I'll come out.
Was it Ralph Macchio's party?
No.
Okay.
But I said, I'll come out there and then you can drive. Mm-hmm. That was my arrangement. And he said, I'll pick you up.
John Lovitz?
So.
Enterprise?
He picked me up.
Was it John Carr?
We went to a party in Santa Monica.
That was terrible.
We hung out at this party for a while, and then we went to the 3rd Street Promenade and had dinner, and walked around looking for an ice cream place. It was like a date, and then he dropped me off at home.
Wait. We're trying to figure out whose party.
Oh, I forgot. It was Dr. Drew.
Oh, that's right! Oh, that's right, it's all coming
I forgot
back.
To mention that.
There's been so much that's happened since I saw you last, Tyler. Yeah, he apologized the next day through text. He said, sorry, I had to be on a hike. Then I had to hang out with Dr. Drew afterwards.
I didn't have to. He wanted to hang out, and I said, I don't want to go to this party because I'm uncomfortable.
Hang out.
And he said, I'll go with you. And I said, all right. He picked me up at home. He drove to this party. We walked into a small, intimate house party, and everyone's just kind of like, all right. We hung out for like a half an hour, and then we went to a restaurant in Santa Monica, and we walked along 3rd Street Promenade like it was a date.
What might happen? Can you see how this might look? Do you understand? Like, I don't know who's... I still don't know if this is Ralph Macchio's house. I think it's probably not. I think it's maybe Casey Affleck's house, perhaps?
No, it wasn't a celebrity.
Okay. One of your friends, you've known for a while?
Yeah, it was Wendy. My friend Wendy, who came out to that show.
You've known Wendy for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike's the fun guy. You want Mike around, right? Not that you're not fun anymore, but now you're sober Mike, right? Which is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are you sober Mike, who's going to come around and, you know...
You brought your spirit guide.
Might be a little uncomfortable if people are drinking. Having a little opium, maybe? A little blow?
In retrospect?
Now, he's AA clean Mike with Dr. Drew.
Yeah, no.
As his kite.
And don't... and
Like floating behind him, watching over everyone.
I can't pretend like that wasn't obvious. You know what I mean? Because she's very bohemian. Bohemian. And it's very, very much a party house atmosphere.
And Drew is not that guy. He's not. But that's how he's perceived.
I know.
So.
Well, it was honestly, and I don't know what his perception was, but the entire party was kind of like... And the entire party was like 20 people. And it was... Wendy was like, hi. And then he walked in before us. She goes, you brought Dr. Drew to my party. And I was like, yeah, he wanted to hang out. He was bored. And I was like...
And then you guys went and found ice cream on Third Street Promenade?
We went to dinner on Third Street Promenade.
Oh, did you see it like on the sidewalk?
We were going to.
Oh, you guys are such fuckers!
No, we sat inside.
I almost used the F word for the first time in public in a long time. My God, that is so gay.
We sat inside, had a great conversation for 2 hours, and then, I don't know if it was 2 hours, a long time.
And then
he wanted to get ice cream, so we walked down the promenade looking for an ice cream shop, and he didn't want to wait in the line for the ice cream, so we split.
I'm surprised that he would want to sit on a public street, though. With people walking by where you're going to be bothered constantly.
Do you know how I am when I'm with a celebrity? Like, I walk really fast and keep my head down.
Right.
And he walks really fast, so it was perfect. Like, we only talked to maybe three people. Mm-hmm. Maybe four.
But
and
you wouldn't
and
be
two
walking
of them,
if you were sitting on the sidewalk.
How much were you hoping that more people would come up to you?
They did. More people did come up to me.
No!
What?
Really?
Mike! My friend Dana comes as someone I knew. No, you know what? It was probably even. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
They're tied going into the break. Yeah.
Still got the ice cream.
Because I think people are intimidated to talk to him, because the only guy that talked to him was a kid who came running over to say, big fan, I've been listening to you since I was young, and he was probably like 18.
Since I was young. Yeah. All right. Well, that story is odd.
So you had a date with Dr.
It was very
Drew.
Odd. It was odd. It was odd in retrospect. Like, when he dropped me off in front of my apartment and I got out, I was like, that was like a date.
You guys
he drove from Pasadena.
I would have almost guessed Catherine would more than Drew.
What's going on though? What did you ask him what the deal was? Like, was wife being a bitch? Or
no, he said he was free and he just wanted.
That's
to hang
not
out.
Drew though. That's
Drew's
never
free.
He's
first
never
of
free.
All. And if he is free, he's not doing that.
Yeah, it's very odd.
He honestly sent me a text. Said, "What are you doing tonight?" And I said,
"What?"
Did he did any suggestions about like, maybe like what do you know about Santa Monica Boulevard, Mike?
He said
anything like that.
He said,
"How much do girls go for?" Any questions?
Did he ask
like,
if
was
you
he
crash
asking
in your second bedroom?
You could get coke. Could you?
Was he asking for like underworld questions, like trying to figure out?
There was no weird motive. It
no
was just
weird motive.
He honestly said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Blah blah blah." And he goes, "Well, you want to hang out?" And I went, "Sure." And he goes, "Well, what do you want to do?" And he goes, "You want to go movie or something?" I went, "Well, I got to go to this party." And he's like, "All right."
That was Saturday night, so you guys going to a movie Saturday night would be kind of weird too.
How did you not make a video of you and him?
How were you not vining all of this?
I didn't take one picture, didn't make any video, and he said I could do the whole, he said shoot everything if you want.
Of course,
and
he was probably hoping you would.
Yeah.
I feel bad. When I got out of the car, I was like, I should have shot something.
He was hoping you were going to make a 3 minutes with Mike.
I should have.
Yeah.
First of all, I thought it was weird that I would be having I was kind of hoping he'd get drunk so I could drive his car. But that's what I at the restaurant. I was like, come on.
Oh, that would be the coolest.
Chug it.
You would be the coolest guy ever if you cleaned up your act, AA, clean like you are now,
and
then
drove,
you
drunk,
start
drunk.
You start showing up to parties with drunk Dr. Drew. That would make it totally
like Weekend at Bernie's.
That would be awesome.
But with drunk Drew.
You know Mike can't, Mike doesn't
Bernie.
Drink anymore, but he brings like celebrity
you
doctors.
Know what? That's a you just that drunk. That what you just said was a great idea. I think I'm going to ask him if he'll do that.
He will. But then his he'll let you spend time and even money on it and thinking it's great. And then Howard, his manager, will hear tell of it.
No,
he won't like, put it on the internet.
No, I'm not going to ask Howard. I'm going to tell Dr. Drew. I'm going to say I'll pick
Howard
you up.
Howard will find out about it, and he'll put the kibosh.
I'm going to say I will drive out to your house, which was the plan. I'll drive your car. You drink 4 or 5 glasses of wine,
yes.
And I'm going to take
Mike,
you to a party.
This is the Mike Carano version of comedians in cars getting coffee.
This is good stuff. It's good because he wanted to drunk.
Then I pick up Bob Forrest and I throw a bunch of cocaine in his face. Here we go.
Like this is the end with what's his name? Mike Cera, Michael Cera, with the blow. No,
like, it could be the off the wagon station wagon.
I wrote a treatment and I was all about shooting it. It was going to be like a spoof of that the Russian video.
You guys were,
and I had like five different treatments and they were all good. And they all would have been funny and whatnot. One was the most extreme, and I didn't think there was any way we could shoot it. And
it was the one Drew wanted to do.
It's the only one that Drew wanted to do. He's like, I'm doing that one, or I'm not doing any. And it involved
Let's fucking him. Fucking do it.
Were you part of that, Tyler?
Yes, I was here.
I remember when you guys were talking.
It involved
about
him
that.
Swerving into the parking lot, opening the door, like bottles of like beer bottles and stuff come flying. Like as he opens the door, and he stumbles in, and he's just doing blow and everything. And then the show starts, and he's normal and fine. And he's like, that's all he wanted to do.
He was like, I love playing against type.
You know what? I don't want to keep going back to this stupid story, but mm-hmm. the more I'm thinking about the look I got from Wendy wasn't like this, oh, this is cool, you brought Dr. Drew to my party. It was a, what?
Of course.
What are you doing?
He's like if you were to put his description, like if his answer, if he was the answer in a crossword puzzle, it would be worst person to bring to a drug party. Across, 59 across. Doctor,
order to
go
with
down.
Party, but
our odds always down.
I don't know.
Bohemian, rich, drugs. Right? Right.
You know what? There probably weren't drugs.
Did any chicks there have armpit hair?
Did it smell of incense when
these
you walked up?
These are people that have like a lot of money. Like
You should say, Drew, let's do that again, but you have to keep sunglasses on the entire night and work on a stumble for me. You know what I mean? Like always sit on your legs so when you get up, your foot's asleep.
That's even better. He wears sunglasses to an indoor party.
And he doesn't talk at all.
But, like, no one's going to recognize him.
You just burst in the party. You're like, he's on a bender.
You know what? That would be really funny, like, candid camera video is if you just take Drew to parties with, like, hidden cameras mm-hmm. and just have Drew, like, going to people and going, hey, you got any coke? You got any blow? Hey,
well,
where can I score some?
At the point.
It's really hard for me because I'm Drew.
At the point in the afternoon when I realize he's serious, he's going to come and pick me up and we're going to go to a party.
Were you getting all nervous?
A little
That's
bit.
That's why I needed an iron.
Were you trying to figure out what to wear?
No, I wore shorts. I wore the same old thing I always
wore.
You
were trying to figure
No, it wasn't. I wasn't uncomfortable being around him. I was uncomfortable at first thinking, I wonder what's happening.
All right, if he gets in here before the show's over, we've got to pitch that idea, okay?
Here's the first thing that I really thought in my head, and I was scrambling. Like,
Jesse Pinkman, alive or dead?
Who's that?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Who is that? Oh, the guy from the television show?
I'm sorry.
He's the one that teaches his dad how to kill people.
My first. They should tie all those shows together.
And he gets banned from fruit stands for bringing
watermelon. The first thing that popped into my head was, he's coming over to pick me up. We're going to go to a party and then maybe go to a movie or something afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
The night could have lasted all night, by the way, because he said he's thinking about going to a movie after that. And I was like at 10:30
at night.
What is going
on with Drew? He's having like a midlife crisis.
It was like 10:30 because I'm thinking about going to a movie. And I was like, I'm too tired.
The kids are out of the house. What I'm movie living it up.
Did he have like a movie in mind?
Yeah, he did. I don't remember. I got to
find out.
The first thing I thought was, if this is
Drew
really happening, I need to find a real party, like a kid's party.
You should have brought him to our house.
No, but a party with like 20-year-olds, like just to show up with him.
I would have been so pissed if you said, yeah, I'll come over and we'll do the 200th episode from your pool. And if you rolled into my house with Drew in tow, I'd be pissed. I would have been pissed. I would have been mad. Now, if you called up and said, hey, I might bring Drew, I'd be like, ah, kind of sucks, but whatever. I guess you can. But if you just showed up at my house, you know what stuff I'd have to hide immediately? Okay.
You know what's funny is I get it. Now I just feel like I need to call her and explain. Because it wasn't oh, that's cool.
It was almost the equivalent of like bringing a DEA officer.
It was this.
You brought Dr. Drew. Like if you had like a brother-in-law who was DEA.
She was probably tripping balls at the time.
If you had a brother-in-law who's DEA or FBI, it'd be the equivalent of bringing that guy wearing his jacket while his jacket's on.
Oh, he's off. It's cool.
He's off. The jacket keeps him. He's a little cold. It's all he had in his car. Don't worry about it.
You brought an Al Qaeda member to a 9/11 remorse party.
A little far.
Yeah. I brought a kid with a vacuum mark on his forehead to a right to life part or to a abortion rally.
So weird. Drew sits. He gets nervous around you. It's the strangest thing. When he sees you, flutter. It's a little flutter.
It was a really nice enjoyable night. I had a really nice time. I wish I would have shot some video.
Did you guys like at the end like hold hands and say like I had a nice time tonight?
You know what I should have done is started to do, but then I pushed out. I was gonna
you
shoot.
Invite him up for coffee.
I was gonna go, oh, my date's here, and walk towards his car, kill the vine at the end of the night, say goodnight, and walk out. And I didn't bother.
I don't know if that would have really translated, anyways. Why wait till the end of the night? It's like, have you guys progressed?
No, you should have had him. You'd be like, my date's here, and then Drew pulls up and says, "Get in, bitch!" to you. That would have been awesome.
Okay. If Drew gets here, we'll have to ask him a couple questions before I have to do the post show. But Jilling, the wife, came up with a fantastic idea that we'll never do, but we should think about maybe doing. Got to figure out how much those Adopt-a-Highways cost.
After disaster.
The next mile of the whatever highway adopted by the after disaster? With our little PAB logo? With the, like, mm-hmm. the Pep Boys logo? Mm-hmm.
I don't think they let you
put
a logo.
They put logos. They absolutely put logos.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because normally it says, like, adopted by Bette Midler, and it's just...
No, it's... Maybe she doesn't have a logo. She probably has a logo, but usually if it's a business, they have the logo on there. Just for the picture.
All right, this is a bad example of how lazy we actually are, but could one of you listeners look that up for us and get back to us?
I'm pretty sure if you adopt the highway, like, you're responsible for, like, cleanup.
No, no, you just pay.
You pay the money for it. That's how you're adopted.
Yeah, you don't really have to show
Caltrans,
up.
Caltrans, that's how they get paid.
So you just hope all the accidents happen, like, before you're part of the highway or after.
What if all of a sudden we get a UPS?
Did you guys see the vine of the truck going off the freeway?
I don't know what vines are.
Some dude was, like, filming as, like, a pickup truck with a trailer was, like, like a runaway.
I didn't know that was a vine.
And it went in between, like,
I didn't know that was a vine.
It went in between the roads going east and west or whatever, and it just catches air and then just goes down and disappears.
I didn't know that was a vine. I thought that was an actual video. I saw the screen grab from it.
It's a video. Fine.
What if we sign up for
that
Adopt-a-Highway?
I didn't know that was a tweet. I thought it was an actual text line. That was an actual line of words.
If we sign up for Adopt-a-Highway and, like, 3 days later we get a FedEx with three orange vests in there, I'm going to be fucking pissed. When it's really us.
I don't know if that's how it works. But
I hate to be a dick, Tyler, but if we're going to be out here cleaning, you're going to be out here cleaning.
Here, like, we'll find the cheapest one. I'll just say Virginia, because Tyler already said I don't want to threaten. I don't want to upset anyone. I don't want to offend anyone. It's the word I'm looking for.
Cheapest one's probably, like, outside.
I'm trying not to offend anyone.
Zizek's Road.
That'd be cool.
But, like, let's say it's somewhere like a faraway state. We will have to go there just for the picture. I mean,
of course.
The flight will probably cost more than the actual adopting
the
highway.
What do you think the shortest amount of time is you can adopt a highway? It's got to be a year, right? You can't do less.
You think
than
a year? Because they got to make the sign up and all that. I think it might be right.
No way they're like,
it might be a year.
Do you want the 2 week plan?
Who came up with that idea? Imagine, like, the fat white man with the ill fitted suit sitting at the board meeting saying, I got a way to clean up a highway. With his jowls jiggling.
Here's the thing. If we really get down to it.
It's an advertisement. That's all it is.
No, first of all, it's complete bullshit because we're already paying taxes to
right.
clean
Why
the friggin'
exactly.
highway.
That's
and
what
they
I'm
want
saying.
More money.
The fat man coming up with the idea. The fat white man who's capitalizing somehow.
And you know what? If it was that cheap and that easy, people would be doing it all the time.
Plus, guess who does it? Prisoners.
Yeah, exactly.
They're using slave labor.
See their friggin' check.
They're getting paid 15 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
I feel like this show's done.
Feels like the 1700s.
You said you had a new name for the show.
Dental Dudes.
Oh, we already talked about that.
The Dental Dudes.
Oh, where's Dr. Drew?
I don't know.
Drew.
The show's in trouble if we're waiting for Drew to come in here and go, what's going on, Mike? Yeah, you all right? No, he seems nervous.
No,
seems
let's not wait. I don't want to talk about the party anymore.
Seems nervous. Mm-hmm. Where have all the children gone? That's a PSA that used to play all the time on... on Loveline back in the day. And I used to get so tired of it. And, like, a few stations would actually run our PSAs, so I used to fuck with them. So it would, and that one was about gun violence, actually. And right about there, I would play two gunshots. Like, often, if I was in the room not smoking. And we finally got a complaint after me doing that, like, a year. I'd do it, like, on and off, probably four or five times a week.
I hate that. And that doesn't even fit in with anything that would ever be played on K-Rock ever.
Well, K-Rock doesn't run it. It's only, God, this is boring minutia for people who don't like radio, but it's only for stations who don't sell their local ad spots. So they have to fill it with something, and they fill it with PSAs, and they're bad. They're terrible.
Is there any way we can do like a after disaster PSA and then slide that in? Slide that
Yeah, I could lose my job, possibly, but probably
not. Cram
it
in?
We could cram it in, maybe.
That's right.
Should we take a couple calls?
Sure.
No.
All right, all lines are full. What do you think the chances are? The first call we go to. First of all, let's examine Mike's answer real quick. Why was that? No.
It doesn't seem to be entertaining.
Is it going to be fake Marcus?
It has to be. He like the first rule of After Disaster is that it's always fake.
All right,
Marcus,
give me a number between 1 and 6.
I'll give you a number of between 1 and 6 as to whether he's going to bring anything to the show.
Yeah, Mike is very hard on fake Marcus, and me and Anderson don't understand.
I like, well, it's because he always guesses his phone number, address, and
That's not why.
Fake Marcus PI.
If you're going to call in every week, you got to bring something, not he just, hey,
he
what's
does.
Up?
It's funny.
Hey, you're
consistent.
On the After Disaster.
I don't get it. I don't get it then.
How are you? You got the call up there, Tyler? Got the call up. I don't hear it.
Hey, I understand.
It's not the real call. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Oh, Mike was right. Shouldn't have done that.
I don't know how I was right about that.
Hi, you're in the After Disaster. How are you? Hey.
The old Fluffernutter.
Fluffernutter.
Hello?
That means that you've been listening forever. And can you hear me?
What's happening in the background?
He's calling us from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
All right, so Tyler, you saw me do it.
Would we be happy if somebody called us while they were killing somebody, even though it let's say we had nothing to do with provoking it? But if somebody called us while somebody was being murdered in the background, would we be happy that it brought us some pub, or would it screw us up?
Would we be happy it brought us some pub and we made some bread? What are you talking about?
Let's just say if somebody randomly called us and they said, I'm killing someone in the background. Pay no attention.
Hey, this is fake Marcus, but I'm killing someone in the background.
Would it F
Mike
with
wanted
us?
Me to bring something to the show.
Would it F with us, or would we be like, yeah, I'm glad it was our show, not Bill Burr's.
Well, first of all, he doesn't take calls. Okay. Second of all, I don't think we would be happy at all, Mike. What are you talking about?
I was looking for an answer, and I got it, so thanks. You're right.
Unless we could get one of those black bottom salt water
pools. What if it was a Dexter type person, and they were killing a bad
person? Oh, then
that's
fine. Yeah.
I like it.
We were talking about maybe once Jillian's getting her master's degree, she might be able to do some tests on us to see who's.
Oh, yeah.
I think that Mike, with that answer right now, I don't even know if we're going to have to take that test
anymore.
Required. Yeah. Sounds like might be a little bit of a sociopath.
It's cool that she's going to get her master's after she pops her top.
Hey.
Cool with everybody.
Hey, you're on the show there,
Plow,
fake JLZ. How are you, buddy?
Plow.
Can you hear me now?
Plow, son.
I went to Disneyland yesterday for the first time in 3 months, and the person I was with went.
Dedicated.
The person I was with immediately said, as soon as we walked in, did the security guy stop and stare at you? And I went, oh, I'm on some kind of a checklist here.
Oh, my God!
And then 5 minutes later, it happened again, where security guy stopped in his tracks, turned around, and eyeballed me as I walked by.
Guys.
And I was very, very uncomfortable.
Guys, I forgot to tell you that the only thing fitting for the show that happened, and it was Jillian and I are now on a list, and I'm going to employ the...
on the no-fly list?
Nope, but we're on a list.
That's
like,
a good one.
Hey, they got a little red flag by their name. We have to fuck with them now. And I'm going to employ the help of the listeners to help me fuck with this flight attendant who is one of the worst fucking C's ever. I gotta tell the story.
Tell the list. What's the list?
I'm on the list. We're both
what
on the list.
List? What's the list?
If you get met by security when you're getting off the plane at your destination, that means that they are going to take your information down and put you on a list because you have been essentially she called the airport police on us.
Why?
In mid-flight.
Why?
And they couldn't divert the plane. I don't think it was anywhere close to that, but we were over water. So,
how could you not remember this story up front?
I don't. Because so much shit has happened, Mike, in between now and like when I touched down with my parents.
I forgot to tell you guys. Did you guys know my dad? I'm a father.
Do you know how crazy it is dealing with my dad on a day-in, day-out basis? I mean, it's insanity. I saw them. I don't even want to say that. I can't say that. It's just... It's craziness. I you wouldn't believe half the shit that goes on with my dad. So I forgot about this, even though I'm to the point in my life where I'm writing letters. I got to write a letter about this. I'm going to try and get this woman at least written up.
Can I take a guess as to what happened? You were having an argument with your dad. She came by, told you to calm down, and you
went off on her. No, good guess. I was completely asleep. Smart move. I took a half a Zanny bar as I hopped on the plane. Guess what? Crushed one up at one of my dad's food as well. Drugged dad.
Hey,
yep.
I need to get my hands on some Xanax because I stopped taking my meds like 4 days
ago. I don't know why Jillian has it in her head, I can't sleep on a plane. Yeah, because you're not taking Xanax like the rest of us. So she's awake.
Yeah, I need some Xanax. Though, so I'm putting the call out there to the listeners.
Ask your date.
I'm pretty sure my date won't give it to
you. Love the show? Send us Xanax.
Right, so I'm dead asleep. Xannied out, right?
Uh-huh.
Halfway there probably, about 2 hours in. And I hear, you can't be doing that on a plane. No, she lit it with a match. And this flight attendant panicking, losing her shit. And I'm like looking around. I'm wondering who she's yelling at. She's yelling at Jillian.
Oh, no.
Because Jillian had this stupid little fucking vapor, which, by the way, they sell at the airports. Mm-hmm. Right outside, and all the, but not that you can believe everything you read in a box, but it says, you know, you can smoke them anywhere. We smoked them the whole way to Fiji. We saw plenty, I've seen plenty of people on planes using these things in movie theaters. I'm always a little bit nervous because I know that there's dumb people out there. So I usually blow it down. I think Jillian wasn't listening or wasn't paying attention. She was reading a magazine. She blew smoke out. And this fucking, how dumb do you got to be? You're a flight attendant. You don't know what a vaporizer is.
Well, I will admit, when I see people smoking those in public, I immediately think, like, oh, my God, that person's smoking.
But hers doesn't look like a cigarette. So she saw the smoke coming out. There's no smell of smoke. There's no smell on these things anyway. So she's freaking out. I wake up to her yelling, and she's like, accosting Jillian. My dad is now getting involved, which you never want my dad involved in anything.
No.
So I intervene, and I'm, like, completely out of it. Not drinking, nothing. I just look at her. I go, are you kidding? It's a vaporizer. It's an e-cigarette. They're not a problem. There's no smoke. And she goes, no, she lit it with a match. And Jillian looks at me and she goes, I don't know what she's talking about.
Why didn't you just show her the thing? Be like,
she did. Jillian held it up.
A match wouldn't do anything,
the,
ma'am.
The woman did not understand what this was at all. So she goes and she gets the head little flight attendant lady. No disrespect to any flight attendants who might listen. I used to date a few of you. I like you very much. Most of you are very nice. You make the flight almost bearable. Some of you are horrible, horrible C's.
Yeah.
Right? With power tripping fucking
I'm not going to say most of them are nice. I'll say some of them are nice.
So this bitch, the head bitch, comes back with a little wreath of like Hawaiian flowers.
Yeah.
Later I find out she's based out of LAX. So she just putting on the flowers on your head.
How'd you find that out, by the way?
Because I got her card from the security guard. Oh, yeah. I got her email, everything. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. So if I don't get any response from Delta when I write my little email,
we'll talk about it.
I'm gonna have to take matters on my own.
Might have two or three of our listeners take care of it.
Right now, I'm gonna keep it on the download. So, anyways, she comes over and she goes, "This is like 5 minutes later, and now we got the head lady coming back, and we're done." Jillian, put the thing away. She's not gonna use it if it's freaking her out. The lady out, and the lady's.
But did she? They all concluded that everything was cool, or did they not come to that?
She didn't. She just kind of took off. And Jillian's like, look, I said it too. I said it's an electric cigarette. I said there's other people. The guy sitting behind me on the plane
has one.
He asked us if we had one to spare because he wanted one. Turned out that guy was autistic or something, and we saw him like 5 days later in Hawaii. He's like, hey, you guys are the guys that were on the plane. Hey, do you like the Germs? You want me to play you a song by the Germs, man? My dad owns this art gallery. Like a really expensive art gallery. It's fucking weird. But anyways, he was sitting behind us. Anyways, so the fucking wreath lady comes back. She goes, I just checked with the pilot, and it is against Delta's. It is on our rules of not things you're not allowed to have. And I'm just dying because I can't use my phone, right? I can't look anything up, and I'm dying. As soon as we land, I'm looking it up. Sure enough, Delta doesn't allow e-cigarettes. Yeah. Who knew? Who knew?
Yeah.
The FAA, no problems. No issues with it at all yet. They probably will. But Delta and a few other airlines have outlawed them. Nothing in the little manuals, nothing in the beginning, because I was paying attention when
we're
probably
not that popular yet.
Oh, they're popular. They're everywhere.
Yeah, I see those stores popping up
Stephen
all over the
Thorpe
place.
Is on fucking TV all the time trying to act like cool guy from the 80s with his collar popped, smoking on the beach. You ever seen that? It's weird seeing, mm-hmm. Oh, you don't have cable. It's really weird seeing, Tyler, seeing Stephen Thorpe.
I know, yeah, I know that.
Trying to be like cool guy smoking, because we haven't seen like someone trying to be cool guy smoking in a long time.
Was that the one for Blue Cigarettes?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it tastes like a cigarette and you look like a cool guy.
And it's just like black and white shots of him just like smoking on the beach with,
I see those
collar.
Stores popping up all over the place now.
All over the airport. They're everywhere. So it turns out that they're, but long story short, I said, look, lady, she put it away. I was a little bit annoyed, but I wasn't being mean. But like Tyler's sister-in-law says, maybe I'm intimidating and I upset people. I said, she put it away.
Wait, your sister-in-law was at the party too?
This is a party you didn't go to a few weeks ago.
Was I invited?
So she goes away. Jillian's kind of getting bitchy, saying, just go away. Just go away. And I said, look, I'm sorry if I used tone. I woke up to a flight attendant panicking, and that was no way to wake up. She was panicking, talking about flames and matches.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking, there's a dad in front of us with two little kids that were smashing their chairs the entire flight. Never once mentioned it. We never once asked them not to. We were cool. We just kept our mouths shut. He turns around and says, she wasn't panicking. She was just very concerned for everyone's safety. Oh, I wanted to fucking smash him.
Don't you just want to go like, you know? Fuck you.
So he had his finger. He was kind of pointing his finger. And I'm like, do not, please do not have your finger. It's kind of ugly. I said, do not. And my dad just sitting there like he's mumbling things. So the flight attendant lady at some point, I don't know, I never used a four-letter word. Jillian said, hey, look, we put it away. She goes, security will be greeting you at the airport when you land in Kona. And just all pleased with herself. Like, yeah. I have the last word. There's nothing you can do about it. So this is, we still got 2 hours, right? I go back to sleep. I don't think much of it. I think that she's just saying that, you know, because we didn't do anything. Here's what happens. Hawaii, Kona, very small airport. You pull up, and they got this fucking stair ladder that goes down. Really hot,
like you're in a
muggy.
Movie.
Like in a movie from the 50s. I felt like Frank Sinatra.
Did they come up and get you?
We're walking out. We're filing out. Jillian's in between my dad and I, and she's watching him. The man is frail. He's very old. And I see that it's a stair car, that the stairs.
Yeah.
And I see that it's really damp and wet. It's, I don't think it's been raining, but it's just muggy, and just, everything's slick. And we have to walk down metal stairs. My dad is really fucking fragile, and he falls all the time. So Jillian's kind of – I was not even that comfortable with it being Jillian, but she – can hold her own, and she can hold it. My dad weighs nothing now. So we're walking, and we're exiting, and Flower Lady's standing there. She jabs her way in between Jillian and my dad. She elbows Jillian. She puts her elbow on Jillian and pushes her back, and now there's like 4 or 5 feet in between that bitch and my dad. My dad's hobbling down the stairs. If he fell, I think I would be able to name Delta the after disaster airlines. I said, excuse me, may I please get to my father? She's just holding us back, and she's flagging the security, saying, this is them.
We have
in front
to
of
talk
everybody.
About, we have to get in that woman's name and talk about it on the show.
Plus, there's a kid that I know, Andy Shapiro, who was on the plane, who I know from camp, who came up halfway through the flight and said hello to me. I see him and his wife walking away, seeing us being corralled by fucking security. How embarrassing. What if I was on a job interview, and like my prospective boss was on that flight? Oh, lost wages. Could sue. I'm pissed, though. I'm really pissed.
I'm pissed now. I'm. This is ruining the show for me.
She
and
put her hand.
I'm glad you didn't bring this up earlier.
And her elbow on Jillian, and was like forcing her back. And Jillian was just trying to keep within arm's reach.
So the fuzz could see who she was.
So I go down, and long story short, the cop just takes my information. A Hawaiian guy couldn't have been nicer. He's like, I don't even know why she had us come out here. It didn't sound like anything happened at all. I just need to take your information now. I'm like, does that mean I'm on some kind of list? He's like, I can't say whether you are or not, sir. I'm like, that means yes. He's like, welcome to Hawaii. I'm very sorry that you have to deal with this. And he was very nice. And she was, I hate this woman so much. I hate her. And she was just looking at both of us. And Jillian took off with my parents, and then Jillian doubled back, and they didn't get her information. Only mine.
So only you're on the list.
Mm-hmm. But I got fucked with through security. Twice, through agriculture, I got pulled aside. And then they did call her name while we were waiting for our flight home. We're on a list. I don't like being on a list.
Now this ruined the show for me. Because now I'm pissed.
The show. But I'm going to...
I'm flying Delta in a week and a half, so I will give them a piece of my mind for you.
The flight
back.
Now.
Do it now before you get on the plane.
The flight back, really nice. All the flight attendants were totally nice. Everyone was super cool. But on the way out there, I got to say, I was thoroughly disappointed.
Can you give us her initials?
Listen, here's what I think I should do. Tomorrow or the day after, I'm going to write a strongly worded email. All right? I'm going to explain the whole thing. And I got my buddy who flies for Southwest, so I asked him the best thing to do. He gave me an inside channel. If I don't hear back from them within a week, by the time we do the show, yeah, we're gonna give out her email, full name, right?
I like it.
Why not?
I like it.
She's gonna be found in a tub with a toaster or with an iron.
Really?
And it might happen on the show, and Mike will be happy because it'll get us.
Did you get a text from our grandpa?
No.
Yeah.
When?
Apparently he's listening somehow.
No.
Yes.
Grandpa Mickey listening?
Apparently.
No,
he's either on
really?
The phone or he's watching Mike's stupid thing.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
I just killed it because I was less than 20% battery power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people were less than 20% interested.
So all hey, all 20 people were
you're on,
riveted.
On the After Disaster. How are you? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You're on the After Disaster. How are you? I should also say that Marina sent us a package.
Crack it open.
And it says 4AD number 200. So it's a week late. Should have had it in the pool last week.
That was going to be 8199.5.
Ooh, it smells nice. And, oh, bunch of gifts for the old Mr. On the List man.
She sent us some Zannies.
Quality over quantity. Tom Kaneko sent me a bunch of liquid for my vaporizers, ironically. Right after I tell that story. Nah, good times.
You should get...
What was that?
It's text messages from Carano and Tyler and I mean, Mickey. Okay, I think the show's dead, yeah?
You should get...
Hey, I understand.
Hey, how are you, Greg? What up, Mike?
No, I was going to say, I forget. It's not, nothing.
And then Grandpa Mickey is listening somewhere somehow because he's just sent me an adopt.
How is he doing that?
An adopt a highway.
Yeah, you're right. Logos.
After disaster, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Blackfish.
Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Jesus Christ. Hi, you're on the after disaster. How are you?
Hey, Tyler. Hey. Ty.
Ty. Ty.
Hello.
Hey, Ty. Ty.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, what's happening?
Can you hear us, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Anderson.
Yes.
Hey.
Are you just going around the table?
Too impressed the boy. Wasn't too impressed the boy. He wasn't really. I don't know. I thought it would be more. I thought he'd bring more to the show when he got on your show.
Well, you should hear what we recorded, which may or may not air. A couple weeks ago in my pool, where Tyler's wife brought him out of his shell, and it was good shit. Got to tell you.
Really.
Nice kid. I feel bad for him a little bit sometimes. I think he'll be okay.
He's been on point. Some vines have been great lately.
Why is that? Why do you feel sorry for him?
I don't know, because he's like a young kid, and he's always fucking high, so he has a hard time figuring out what's going on, I think.
Well,
and
that might have been why he wasn't really, I don't know. I thought when he got in the air, I thought he was going to bring more to the show, but he really didn't.
He wasn't in character.
Down.
Yeah, he wasn't
his
in character.
His new Twitter name is pretty sweet.
Well, you know what's funny is the thing that makes us like this JLC character the most was that initial video, which he shot of himself in a closet smoking weed for the first time in, what, eight days, right? So that was where we first saw him, and he hadn't smoked yet. Everything else after that, he's been high.
Wait, are you talking about the one where he goes around his car and stuff, that video?
That's the second one.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I just kind of like thought it was going to be, but that's all right. That's all right. But, yeah, man. So, hey, peace. Take care.
Thanks, man.
Cheers.
Hey, you're in the after disaster. How are you?
Could not have been less interested in our show.
Happy 200.
I'm with that
Thanks,
guy.
Thanks, pal. I think this is a fake market.
Are you guys talking to me?
Yeah.
200.
Yes, we are.
Oh, damn. It's kind of cut up. Hey, Mike, good job on the Ustream. I had a lot of fun looking at that wire.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I said like a set.
You know,
like
I'm set decorator. Here. 200 episode. I'm thinking, maybe I'll call first time.
Hey, can I say something real quick? You are totally correct because it just occurred to me that we were shooting video. I could have just moved the phone somewhere else.
Yeah, but stare at us.
That was a sweet wire, though.
I brought a little tripod and I forgot to bring
it. Going
in.
Off air, on air, but you know, he's off air right now.
Yeah, the battery's about to die.
Oh yeah, save it.
Thanks for calling for the 200th, man. Sorry.
It's his first call, too.
You know what? We should have set something up with Rune, because Rune is an obliging guy. He would have come in here a little early. We could have done a little video for the first time in a long time for the 200th. Yeah.
Well, I just remembered when you guys did the one for the 100th, so I figured, this would be one worth watching.
We were way more into episodes.
Wait, have you listened to every episode since then?
Were we still drinking back then?
I've listened to every single one. I've only actually turned on one other person. Everybody else, I'm slightly embarrassed to tell.
Because when I think of somebody actually, a human being with a life, telling us that they listened to, and it's probably been more than 100, but they listened to 100
episodes. Oh, no, you guys made episodes. I used to work in a production warehouse before I actually got edumacated and...
And now
you're
moving meat
through, especially when you guys were doing those 30-minute dailies. But
I
like the longer ones. I like the longer ones now.
You've had time to
more
get
of a treat.
Educated since you started listening. That's how long we've been doing this.
That's depressing.
Like, you were,
he was
worse.
In middle school and now he has a master's.
He's a country bumpkin.
Aww.
He's retiring,
and now he's got a degree. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling, man.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Too.
And sorry,
no problem. You guys keep going. I want to hear. Episode 500.
That'll be kind of sad, though, from Corona's grave.
Kill myself if we do episode 500.
We didn't even ask him his name. That's the kind of show we are.
What's your name, buddy? All right. I give him a chance. Hey, you're in the after disaster. How are you?
I don't think you gave a guy a chance. You say bye, and that people are normally inclined to hang
on
up
the
and you say goodbye.
Well, I came
back. Go back to the phone.
The chance implied, the implied chance was that I came back to him. Should have said. Yeah.
Do you think in real life nobody hangs on the phone after somebody says bye? You know, just sit there.
Oh, I do.
Well, if it's a radio program.
I know, but I know people do hear. They hang there.
Hi, we can hear you, heavy breather. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Heavy breather.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
It's David Sedaris.
Say that again.
He called you David Sedaris.
I'm a big
I don't
fan.
Think it is.
I'm a big fan of yours.
Are you wearing a clown outfit?
I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear you on the phone.
Well, because you're calling from a summit somewhere, and summits are tough to get good reception. I can hear the snow blowing in the background.
Jesus.
Oh.
Right?
Can you really?
Hear it.
Your ears are that sensitive?
Everyone listen. You didn't hear? You can't hear that? Hey, it's Drew. No, Mike State.
It's white noise.
How are you, Drew?
It's white noise. You can't jump to a conclusion. So do you got a snowy summit in the background?
What? I'm painting a picture that doesn't exist. What do you bring the table there, sir, on a summit?
Well, I wanted to say that with all the crazy shit going on in Egypt, I've been thinking of Ali a lot. And I don't know if he's in a situation where he can even hear the show anymore right now. But if he can and hears this, I'd
you're about to make me cry, by the way, with the seriousness
one day
of this.
So we know that he's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, Ali, please do give us a call and let us know that you're
the
right.
After Disaster, where it takes our listeners to remind us that we...
I'm learning about Egypt as I hear this caller's dire plea for Ali's safety.
If the next caller...
I know nothing about what's going on in the world.
If the next caller brings up their concern for that officer or that military man that we promised we were going to send a bunch of stuff to, concern for his safety. That bag of goodies you guys must have sent to him 2 years ago. I'm concerned for that guy's sake.
All right, well, thanks for calling us up and making us feel more ignorant than we already thought we were. Thank you, buddy.
Sure.
Yes, but it's
I don't know if that's ignorance. I think that's just lack of caring.
Please call us up and let us know you're okay, Ollie. Apparently something's going on.
Please stick your phone in the sand so we can hear the Egyptian dirt.
Apparently there's something going on in Egypt. I'm not aware.
Trouble in the Middle East.
Yeah,
Anderson.
Well, isn't that's been going on, I think, since like...
Trouble in the Middle East.
1100 AD. There we go. So what's up, Drew?
Who are you?
I'm Anderson. Good to see
you. I want you to meet my date.
Yes.
Mike.
What was the question? We had a real question. What? We're going to pitch.
We have a show to pitch.
We have a pitch idea for you.
So it's not really a show as much as a sketch.
I want to tell you about my date first.
We heard all about it. Are you kidding me? We heard all about
it. I would like to hear from Drew's point of view.
Yeah, what's going on with you, Drew? Are you okay? A little midlife crisis?
I had a huge operation, for Christ's sake.
All right, so that makes you want to like just call Mike up out of the blue and say, let's hang?
Yeah, I'm going to be checking my phone this week.
Hey, I do that with Mike, too. I've never had an operation.
And my wife was out that night. I wanted somebody to hang with.
Out? You're using air quotes. What
I
does
forget
that
what she was doing. She was she was at some psychic event with her friends.
What? Drew Anderson just almost fit you all know what? Over the control.
Maybe this was a test to see if she could see where he went.
Yeah. Right. I said, where was I tonight? It's going to be a reach.
It's going to be a reach.
You smell like you've been hanging around shorts. I'm going to say Mike Carano.
So let's pitch the idea.
All right.
I mentioned that we went to a party. And
with the cool
said,
kids, yeah. Anderson. With the cool kids,
he
my friend.
He needs to be sent down a little bit.
No, Anderson.
Bohemians.
Cool kids.
Yeah,
like, I've not hung around the cool kids maybe ever.
Oh, really? No. You're around the cool kids all
Bullshit.
The time. Cool kids. Oh,
this is like uber cool.
They,
kids.
Yeah, because they see Drew and they're like, "Ah, shit, no, that's cool. It's Drew." But like, put that shit away. Close the door.
No. Like uber.
I guess cool kids in Drew's world are rich
Mike,
kids.
Am I wrong?
Rich
here's the
rich kids and cool
these are
kids.
Rich kids.
I've met the Wendy. Mm-hmm. I've met her. She actually drove all the way out to Death Valley to see Drew's Mike's show a couple years ago.
Yes, I know that.
The
big supporter.
Here's the idea. I come pick you up at your house.
Mm-hmm. No.
I drive.
Absolutely
your,
not.
I drive your car.
Yeah. Why? Because you're afraid of he's going to find out where
I
live.
Just, I don't like where this is going already. Go ahead.
You are going to have a few cocktails, not a lot, and we're going to go hit parties,
bordering on a lot.
And who
yeah,
wants
like four
and,
or five
and
drinks?
This is a podcast. Or
no,
this is a television
show.
This is like I think drunk history.
You're not going to be drunk. You're just going to
think caller Schumer.
And
here's what's
heavy
funny about it, Drew. Here's what's funny is. Mike has gone so far the other way. Okay, like he used to be like the guy you call him over to your party. He's like Mike and he's cool. Plus, he has a few drinks. He's like the crazy funny guy. Now he's clean, right?
I fucked him up.
But he's clean. But here's what he does. He shows up with probably the most famous addiction doctor
in
the known world
up.
Who's having a few drinks in lieu of him. You're taking his drinks for him.
I'm boring either way.
Oh, no, it'd be hilarious.
No.
Wait, I didn't know this was for a show. I thought we were just doing this for fun.
See? Then it starts to make sense.
Mike, you'll be doing it for fun. We'll be making money off of it.
I thought we were just going to do it just to do.
We talked about how Drew would probably say yes, but his management would say no, and then you launched into this whole thing. Remember?
Yeah. Doesn't sound so good anymore, does it?
We also heard that Mike didn't film a second of your date, which we thought you were probably quite sad about.
I didn't know why the vines didn't come out.
Yeah, that was offensive, Mike.
It was. I was offended.
Oh, he also said that more people came up. Hey, we can't hear anything.
I thought it was imposing.
to do vines?
Yeah, I thought it was rude.
So it crossed your mind. I'm happy again. At least it crossed his mind.
I don't do it.
Oh, it crosses his mind.
So
what,
people come up to him and what?
He was saying the more people came up to him than to him.
I didn't say that. You said who had more people come up to you, and I said
he did.
I had somebody...
He definitely did. He had somebody. We're walking down the promenade. Somebody screamed out to him, Mike.
I don't act like I said it was.
You didn't. You know, Mike's not. He's not like that. I just wanted to say.
I said we walked very briskly.
Score him a bit.
Didn't make eye contact. We kept moving.
And somebody screamed out for him.
Hey, but why would you guys? I heard you guys almost ate on the sidewalk at Third Street Promenade. I mean, is there a place to get recognized more than there, where there's just hordes of people walking by?
We did eat on this. We did eat on the sidewalk.
We'll start dropping dollars in their hat.
We're in a restaurant.
Yeah, but on the like, I had to have.
We were in Santa Monica. Where are you going
to
go?
I had to have lunch with a celebrity at one point, not too far ago, and he wanted to sit on the goddamn sidewalk where everyone's. I'm like, dude, can't we? Because I don't want to make a spectacle.
Yeah.
Like, I wear a Russian hockey jersey, and, like, Russians will come up to me and go, hey, and it makes me uncomfortable. It makes me not want to wear that goddamn jersey.
Right,
I hate
that.
My fucking tattoo. Everyone's like, hey, nice ink, man. It's like, oh, don't.
You like snakes, too?
It's uncomfortable, I would think. I think both of you guys would want to avoid that.
Well, the problem, we were looking for ice cream, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Did you guys share because you didn't want to have too much? You got two spoons, one bowl?
I've got the cheesy music playing with the montage of you guys
sort
skipping.
What if we
had been out in like either of us had just been strolling around promenade.
We discussed that.
Two of them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Anderson, you will not believe what I'm seeing.
Mike
right
was
now.
Supposed to actually where he was supposed to be was in my pool in my backyard doing a show.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that part.
Shirked.
Not at night. I wasn't.
You usurped.
And it was nighttime though.
He said we're going
to
come over the day.
Yeah, it was supposed to be around 4-ish, and then
come over the day and we're going to do a show. And then when he called me, I was hiking.
Final question, and then the show really does have to end because I got to do the post show. You were kind of had a hankering to go see a movie that night.
Did I?
That's what you said.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you had one in mind. Do you remember what that movie was?
Was it the Woody Allen film?
Maybe it was.
Would you go see that
maybe
again?
Maybe it was.
No, I don't think I'd seen it yet.
No,
maybe it was.
I think I saw it the next day. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I saw it the next day.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was a while ago. Our team was a while ago.
Feels like it was right before
We've
I left.
We've been cheating for quite some time. I'm sorry to tell you this.
I got the text that he was out with you the next morning, and he's like, oh, and one more thing. I couldn't come to your house because I was on a date with Drew. And I got that right before I got in the shower. I remember I was in the shower kind of trying to piece it together, and I was angry. I was a little angry as I washed myself.
You're like, well, it looks like Tyler's moving into the different chair next week.
Yeah.
Well, first thing, we had a long discussion about avoiding, should we see anyone that looks like Anderson or Tyler, what we should do. Like, where we should duck, what our out would be, what our explanation would be. And then we had a 20-minute conversation about parking.
Oh,
as I
bet that was
right?
Fascinating.
We got accosted by some guy that wanted milk or something.
Yeah,
what was the whole milk thing?
We got accosted by a filmmaker.
Yeah. Some filmmaker, yes.
He told
Mike he looked like an artist.
Oh my God.
A shopping cart?
I forgot about that. He was a crazy guy.
Did he have a shopping cart filled with cans?
He was a crazy guy.
What was the milk thing? I forgot the whole milk thing.
Here's the best.
Was he holding milk, wasn't he?
Here's the thing. I didn't know you had this great answer for people, which is if somebody asks you for money or something on the street, you can just say, go to social services or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And that's an answer for everything.
I said, you need help. And he goes, how dare you? I said, let's go. Let's go to social services right now.
But really?
Yeah.
Well, the guy wanted to stay engaged the whole time.
Classic first date move. He tries to help
I hired this guy to come make impress Mike.
He didn't mention the social services for minutes in. And with the minute he mentioned it, the guy recoiled. It was like, oh, no, I'm not doing that.
That would be another funny sketch is to take Drew down to like Santa Monica somewhere. He's like on a date. Like, you know, it's a different life. He's on a date.
It's
and
a
they can't
life.
They can't get
it's not my life with Mike.
Well, because you're married. They can't get to their fucking, their restaurant is like five storefronts down.
Intervening
but
with every
single homeless person he sees, he has to place them somewhere, help them somewhere, do some kind of social work.
Some guy's ordering a beer at a bar. He's like,
and his date's just like, come on, I'm starving. Yeah, there's another guy over here and needs help.
Yeah, because the guy was like, stay with me because I don't want money from you two. I don't want money. That's where he started with.
Was he older?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a guy out there that's his go-to luck. I go there all the time.
Coke bottle glasses, like giant glasses.
Yes, that's the guy. He starts with, I don't want money. He's always talking about how it's not about money.
Yeah, he's making a film.
But yeah, and he's crazy. He wouldn't talk to me about the film. But
drops all these names. He was working with this guy and that guy.
He's the guy.
Yeah. And he's talking about that even if no one's around. He's talking about.
And I said, fine. Good. You don't want money, so we'll try to help you. And then when he started with the money, I was like, well, you said no money. And
he got kind of hostile.
Yeah.
Like all right. Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening for 200 episodes. Can't believe we've done it this long.
Oh, Drew, I'm on a list. I can't wait to tell you about how I'm on a no-fly list now.
Oh!